USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I've seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil that was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.